If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Let's get some extremely local news to you. Sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Block Club Chicago, Quinn Myers with some good news for Southsiders who are looking for a job. Quinn?
That's right. Good morning, Bob. So, you know, we've heard a lot about the Quantum Campus that's coming to the old U.S. Steel site on the far south side. It's been vacant for decades. Of course, there have been all these big announcements about how this is going to be, you know, host a supercomputer, the cutting edge technology of the future as it gets built over the next few years. Well, IBM is now committing. They have a part of that campus. They're committing to create 750 full-time jobs. Software developers, data analysts, app developers, and other jobs in exchange for about $19 million in state income tax credits. So they had a big announcement about this the other day. So this is good news, you know, for Southsiders who might be looking for a job. Kind of the whole point of this from the states and cities point of view is to basically, you know, is economic development, right? This is an area of the city that has needed these jobs for a long time. So it's good to see that these are being committed to on paper.
Good to see a family business surviving for decades, and let's give a shout-out to a place in Mount Greenwood that's doing some celebrating now.
That's right. So Custom Cleaners and Shoe Repair down in Mount Greenwood, celebrating its 60th anniversary under Vince Picciola's ownership this Friday. Picciola is 87. He came to the U.S. from Italy in the 1950s, was looking for a job, ended up working at his cousin Tony's shoe repair business over the years. Pretty great, you know, story about a Chicago business. These are really the kind of businesses that make up the fabric of our city, right? You know, not they're not fancy, they're not too splashy, but they are kind of the ones you depend on down the street over and over and over again. So let's give some flowers to Vince Picciola and his entire family.
Fabric of our city, absolutely. Is the Lincoln Park Zoo going to be crowded now because of their new addition?
They might be. So Hazina is the Lincoln Park Zoo's six-week-old eastern black rhinoceros, and it's pretty funny. The zoo had a big press event yesterday at 9 a.m. Hazina did not come out until about 1:45 p.m., of course. It's all on her terms, but she finally came out with her mom, Kapuki. So this is a pretty big deal because the eastern black rhinoceros is listed as critically endangered. They, you know, they're hunted for their horns. There are only about 60 of them in North America. So Hazina's birth is a pretty big deal across the entire world, really. And her name means treasure in Swahili.
And finally, we have the cookbook author getting ready for her next role.
That's right. Anupi Singla, you might know her. She was a local reporter here for various outlets. She has, over the past decade or so, worked on cookbooks. She's now launching a Indian cooking show, Indian as Apple Pie. It airs this Saturday at 4 p.m. on WTTW. Pretty exciting, making Indian recipes more accessible to people. She also stops by local restaurants, local groceries all over Chicago. It's all filmed at her home and here in Chicago. So pretty exciting local moment for Anupi.
Absolutely. More at blockclubchicago.org. Quinn Myers, thank you. Have a good one.
You too, Bob. Thanks.